They've been head coach of the team for a few years, and before that you were with them as a coach for JV and the freshman team. What has it meant for you to be able to see these players grow through the ranks and now be able to accept college offers and things like that?
It's been great. The guys that, you know, I'm currently coaching right now, you know, I've only coached them on the varsity level. But it's been great to see them, you know, grow and develop and get better and, you know, bigger, faster, stronger. They put a lot of time, energy, and effort into this. So, you know, we got a few offers here or there, but, you know, maybe a few years ago, if the transfer portal wasn't around, I think we may have a few more. But, you know, by the end of this season, when May rolls around, I think we'll have maybe two or three guys this year that'll end up going off and playing in college. So, yeah, it really is cool.
And then last year, you guys won the district championship against Buchholz before losing in the Sweet 16 to Ponte Vedra. How have you prepared the team to not only repeat their success in the district but also move on further in that state title?
You know, I mean, it's always been, you know, in the back of our mind that, you know, we got off to a really good start versus Ponte Vedra last year in the playoff game, and you know, they've been in the back of my mind and back of the mind of a lot of our guys as well, as you know, and they dropped down with us into 5A. So you know, we know that they've been in the Final Four I think the last two or three years, kind of out of our region. So they're the team that, you know, if we want to be able to get to Lakeland and even beyond, then we're going to have to go through them. So, you know, that being said, we're still in a tough district, and the other teams in the region are very formidable as well. So, you know, it's going to be a tough road. So, you know, we got a very competitive schedule, try to get us ready. And, you know, going through those trials and tribulations over the course of the season will really get us better, you know, once we get into the playoffs. So
yeah. The boys are all talking about Lakeland, so I think they're ready to get there.
Say again?
Your boys are all talking about Lakeland, so I'm sure they're ready to get there.
All right, well, they got work to do. So.
And then which aspect of the season are you looking forward to the most?
I think just, you know, having the opportunity to play games that really matter. You know, the games in the spring, summer, and fall are all well and good, but you know, when November 21st rolls around and we're playing North Marion, and or even next week in the preseason when it's more game like, and you got to go to school on a game day, and you got to go through your routine and get that established and started. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to, seeing how they'll prepare versus how they did last year. And, you know, I'm just ready to toss it up and play.
For sure. And then you've got some really interesting matchups coming up this season. One of the ones pretty anticipated is your rematch against Buchholz. Which game are you most looking forward to this season?
I mean, every game is important with seeding and records and that sort of thing. You know, all the city games are fun for the guys, and they're fun to coach in. They're very, you know, usually packed, and so those are all very exciting. We're going to Fleming Island for a tournament, and we're actually flying up to Indiana this year for four games after Christmas. So that'll be a really good experience for the guys, getting on a plane and maybe seeing snow and, you know, that sort of thing, playing against guys in a really big tournament up there in Indiana. So that's something that I've never done since I've been here, get on a plane and fly somewhere. So just to kind of see them and how they'll react to that. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a good experience doing that. That'll be, I think, a life-changing experience for some of them. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.